Perfectionism isn't simply having high standards. It's a relentless pursuit that chains your self-worth to achievement. Consider Amy, who spent 6 exhausting hours cleaning her house for dinner guests, yet could only focus on imperfections despite her guests having a wonderful time. This illustrates perfectionism's cruel irony. Even when you succeed, you discount the achievement as too easy and immediately raise the bar higher. The condition creates a self-perpetuating cycle. Impossible standards lead to selective attention on failures, triggering self-criticism and lowered mood, which then drives even harder goals, essentially guaranteeing eventual failure. What makes this particularly insidious is how it masquerades as virtue while slowly eroding your well-being. But here's the hopeful truth. Research from King's College London confirms the cycle can be broken through cognitive behavioral approaches, creating a positive ripple effect that improves self-esteem and overall mental health. Anxiety and perfectionism create a self-reinforcing cycle. Consider Mark, an accountant, paralyzed before meetings by fear of imperfect speech, transforming social opportunities into perceived minefields. This dynamic becomes acute in obsessive-compulsive disorder, where the need for perfection drives exhausting rituals, like Jim's precise business card arrangements or Julie's elaborate hand-washing sequences. Despite temporary relief, anxiety inevitably returns, demanding repeated rituals. Perfectionism spawns specific behavioral patterns that perpetuate the cycle. Avoidance and procrastination emerge as attempts to manage the anxiety of not meeting impossible standards. Perfectionists often avoid situations entirely, skipping exams, competitions, or social events, ironically guaranteeing the failure they fear. Similarly, procrastination stems from intense fear of imperfection. Other counterproductive habits include excessive checking, obsessive organizing, working through the night, and compulsive multitasking. While intended to prevent failure, these behaviors drain energy that could be spent on actual tasks, often leading to worse outcomes through exhaustion or inefficiency. The most effective approach to perfectionism doesn't require understanding its origins, but rather focuses on what maintains the problem now. The goal isn't lowering standards, but reducing the overdependence of your self-worth on achievement and giving you choices about how to live. Paradoxically, becoming more flexible often leads to greater effectiveness, as perfectionism impairs performance through excessive fatigue and intensity. The first step is personalizing the cognitive behavioral model by creating your own perfectionism cycle diagram. This visual representation helps make the problem more manageable by showing how different aspects connect. Even when you recognize perfectionism's harmful effects, changing established patterns isn't easy. To assess your readiness, determine how important changing perfectionism is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, and rate your confidence in making these changes. Take time to analyze the pros and cons of maintaining versus changing your perfectionism, and imagine your life 1 year from now with and without change in various areas: social life, work, emotional health, relationships, and self-perception. Many fear their lives won't function without perfectionism. If you've judged your worth by meeting high standards, the change process might feel like navigating without a compass. To build confidence, identify yourself across multiple life domains rather than just one or two, preventing putting all your eggs in one basket. Behavioral experiments provide personalized evidence that can challenge perfectionist thinking patterns. While difficult to undertake, these experiments are crucial for changing beliefs that don't match reality. They test specific predictions about what will happen if you behave differently, gathering concrete data rather than relying on assumptions. Jeff, a senior plumber, was obsessively checking his work due to fear of making mistakes. Research shows repeated checking doesn't prevent errors or improve memory. It actually decreases confidence. Jeff tested this through a behavioral experiment comparing days of repeated checking versus checking once. The results surprised him. On days he checked repeatedly, his worry remained high, 8 to 9, 10, and certainty low, 1 to 2, 10. On days he checked once, worry was much lower, 4, 10, and certainty much higher, 8 to 9, 10. Through similar experiments, Jeff discovered his checking behaviors were counterproductive, making him more anxious rather than less. Callie, a human resources professional, had nearly completed a book but couldn't finish it for 5 years despite encouragement from family. Through behavioral experiments, she tested her predictions and eventually wrote an ending despite knowing it wouldn't feel right. Though initially rejected, she responded with resilience, feeling capable of revising and submitting to other publishers. A particularly effective approach is turning perfectionism on or off in different situations to see the consequences, providing concrete evidence about which approach works best. Perfectionism persists largely through rigid rules and all-or-nothing thinking that judges everything in absolute terms, good or bad, complete failure or complete success, with no middle ground. Research from Oxford University has identified this dichotomous thinking as a key factor distinguishing between healthy achievement striving and problematic perfectionism. The critical problem with this thinking style is it eliminates the middle ground where most human performance naturally falls. A powerful technique for challenging all-or-nothing thinking is using continua, visual lines between two opposite extremes. This helps perfectionists see that performance exists along a spectrum rather than in black and white categories. Another effective approach involves replacing rigid rules with flexible guidelines. As Christopher Fairburn aptly puts it, rules break, guidelines bend. For example, replacing "I must never eat chocolate" with "I aim to eat healthily and not eat chocolate every day, but occasionally it's okay." Behavioral experiments can transform rigid rules by deliberately practicing doing things well enough rather than perfectly. Maggie, a receptionist with perfectionism about her appearance, conducted an experiment meeting friends without perfect makeup. Despite her prediction that friends would criticize her, 90% certainty, they didn't comment negatively. One even mentioned she looked more relaxed. Another effective approach involves reducing time allocated to perfectionist tasks. Many perfectionists are initially skeptical, but experiments often reveal they can achieve similar results in significantly less time. Self-criticism is linked to unhelpful perfectionism, reducing goal achievement, increasing avoidance, and worsening depression and anxiety. It acts as an internal bully that constantly points out faults, using harsh labels most wouldn't direct at others. Though many believe self-criticism drives motivation and standards, research shows it actually hinders progress toward valued goals. The "Which Coach Would You Choose?" exercise demonstrates this by comparing a berating versus encouraging coaching style. Perfectionist striving ironically undermines excellence through procrastination, avoidance, and damaged self-esteem. Converting rigid rules into flexible guidelines allows for genuine excellence and self-compassion. Consider St. Catherine of Siena, whose holy self-hatred led to early death despite achievements, versus Leonard Cohen, whose embrace of imperfection enabled lasting artistic success. Keep visible reminders of helpful strategies, but avoid perfectionist expectations about progress itself. Improvement naturally includes ups and downs. When stress triggers old patterns, view lapses as learning opportunities. Practice self-compassion by acknowledging what you did well despite challenges. As perfectionism's grip loosens, you'll find that freedom from rigid standards leads not to mediocrity, but to greater creativity, authentic connection, and meaningful accomplishment aligned with your values.